General Marshall, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you. General, it's that's the official title, but Steve is better. But no, great to be with y'all. And a dreary, but good Friday, right?
Yes, it's Friday. We made it.
We did. So excited. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. And I know we don't have a ton of time, so we decided if it's good, we want to hit several subjects, kind of lightning round with the Attorney General. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. First up, the Supreme Court decision on the Texas redistricting, huge decision that came out yesterday. Alabama is still in the whole mess of redistricting. So, but I think a lot of people don't really know why they should care or where we stand on that. Can you tell us why the people of Alabama, why this matters, and what you think this legislature should do from here?
Yeah, I don't think there's any burden on the legislature right now as much as we're waiting for the Supreme Court to act. I think it's a good decision yesterday from Texas. Look, conservatives ought to be excited about it, whether we live in Alabama or Texas or California, because it's going to increase Republican representation in Congress. But the good thing is that while not dispositive of the Alabama case that's pending, it is moving in the right direction. I know y'all have talked about what's going on with the Louisiana case. I think that one has the opportunity to have a great deal of influence on our case. But look, we've continued to fight this fight. We've been strong in being able to say that we need to be able to protect the authority of the legislature to create our districts. And I think we're ultimately going to prevail.
That's great. So, second question, lightning round. Healthcare. I see that on your website, and you've talked a lot about transparency and lower drug prices. For the average citizen, what does that look like when you're in D.C.? How can you affect that kind of change?
Yeah, I think you look at right now the argument around Obamacare. Look, we've been trying through two different types of litigation over the years as AG to get rid of Obamacare. Not been successful there yet, but the dangers that we warned about have come into play with the argument that we saw caused the shutdown. And of course, the Democrats didn't get anything from that. But I think there are conservative options moving forward, not just sort of extending the COVID era subsidies, but we have the opportunity to truly remake opportunities and competition so that we can not only lower prices, but stop allowing taxpayer money to fund the profits of corporations. And so I think there's some good proposals being operated around creating taxpayer accounts so that consumers can make the choice on what to do with their money. We see that the increased competition by allowing states to be able to opt out of various parts of Obamacare, and let's create transparency across interstate lines and allow for there to be true competition. So I think this is an opportunity for conservatives to lead, and this is one where we need to make sure that we provide answers.
Boy, that sounds good.
The fraud keeps growing up in Minnesota. I saw today it's up to $8 billion for a lot of these immigrants that have come over. We all support, you know, weeding out the bad immigrants and that aren't here to actually produce and contribute to society. There's a balance, though, when you have ICE going in, and especially for small businesses in Alabama. How would you vote, or what would be your plan to, you know, we've got to get the bad actors out and also be sensitive to small businesses in Alabama that have people that have worked there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. How would you handle that?
Yeah, I think we've got to get to that baseline first. Like, I was just on a call with ICE yesterday about expansive opportunities around 287G for us in our state, and including potentially participating in a pilot program with our federal partners. But I mean, we've got to go back to eliminate the problem that Joe Biden created, both through the parole program, where we had hundreds of thousands of people fly into this country for reasons that are completely inconsistent with the law. And we need to be able to make sure that we're removing those that are coming here illegally and committing criminal acts. And there's still work to be done there. I think once we've done that, then we have the opportunity to be able to evaluate where we are. But right now, we got to make sure that we're doing the enforcement arm well.
A little bit piggybacking off that idea, the narco-terrorist military-like strikes that are going on, what do you think about the Democrats crying over what Trump is doing? Is what he's doing legal?
Yeah, we've supported that. In fact, been on multiple briefs consistent with the president's authority there. But apparently Democrats aren't looking at who's dying across the country. And that's fentanyl overdoses for young people that remain a significant problem in our country. I'm proud of what we're attempting to do to try to keep this poison from American borders. And being aggressive in that action is one way to be able to make that happen and support the efforts of the president and the Department of War.
So we have a great Huntsville audience, and they're very interested in space camp. They're very interested in what's going on with the lawsuit from Colorado to Alabama. Can you tell us a little bit more, not just about space camp, but about Space Force and what's going on there?
Yeah, two different issues there. Mm-hmm. Beth, first, Space Command, we're going to win. Good. You know, I have my Democratic colleague from Colorado suing to undo President Trump's decision now for the second time to make sure that Huntsville's the home for Space Command. I think we're truly going to win that, not only because the facts are on our side. We've seen that multiple independent evaluations have shown that Huntsville is the location for this to take place, but it was a brazen political move by Joe Biden to move it to Colorado to begin with. And I think courts are going to see through that. So we're going to end that, number one. And then second, you know, we're standing with a group of parents in Colorado who say, we oppose, based on our faith, you requiring us to allow a boy to sleep in the room with a girl because somehow or another they may claim to have a different gender identity. They have a policy relating to sports, relating to field trips. And we have a group of parents in Colorado trying to do the right thing by their kids, and they've had their case dismissed. And so Alabama has led the charge for other states to stand with those parents in the 10th Circuit. And they have a right to have their day in court. And I think they will ultimately be vindicated, just as we've supported, you know, Jack Baker in Colorado, or Jack Phillips in Colorado, the cake baker, or Coach Kennedy, who wanted to be able to pray in the middle of a football field. Those that want to exercise strongly held religious beliefs ought to be able to do that and not be subject to government influence.
Wow. We've covered so much, but I have a few more questions.
This is that rapid fire. Come on.
This is so good, though, because I think when if you're listening, like, you want to know where you stand if you're going to go represent us in D.C. So this is really good. How do you feel about Anna Paulina Luna's bill to halt insider trading in Congress?
Sign me up. I mean, we shouldn't have congressional members trading on information that the public doesn't already have. And in fact, I think we ought to hold them to an even higher standard. And so I support the effort to either ban the trading or to be able to put it in blind trust so that the member themselves don't have the ability to influence where the trading's going on. So I fully support the effort to be able to do it.
You think there's any chance it passes, considering the people that have to pass it are the ones that are making 16,000% returns?
I would sure hope so. I mean, look, Nancy Pelosi's not going to vote for it, right? But if I'm given the opportunity to be able to cast that vote, I know mine's going to be in favor of doing it.
What about term limits?
Support it, signed on to the pledge that if we can get that bill up in Congress, it's one that I'll also vote for.
A little bit of a personal question. Why in the world?
Roll Tide. That's what that was going to happen.
You read my mind, but I don't even know what you were going to ask.
I was going to say War Eagle. But anyway, no. I was going to say, I mean, you've spent years in Montgomery. Why in the world do you want to go to D.C.?
Yeah, I mean, good question, because I thought I was done politically. You know, when we talk about term limits, I'm term limited, although uniquely I'm going to get to serve longer than a normal AG would, because it'd be almost 10 years. But I didn't want to run for governor, made that decision over a year ago. And so we were prepared, Tammy and I, to figure out what's next in life. And then Coach Tuberville decided to come back. And what's interesting to me is that many of the issues that we fought for on the AG side, and I think about the battles relating to gender-affirming care and the fight for girls' sports and to protect girls' locker rooms, the work that we've done to push back against the federal government and keep them out of the state's business, particularly in light of the 10th Amendment. I mean, those are battles I can still fight, but just do it from a different venue and arena. And what I think Alabama has seen is that I'm somebody that's not only willing to take on those tough battles, but we've delivered results. And that's why the challenge of going to D.C. is enticing to me, is Alabama's taught me how to fight and taught me able to defend conservative positions and want to be able to go to D.C. and do that in this new way, in a new form, but also do it as effectively.
So how have your kids handled this campaign?
You know, they've been good. So, you know, my daughter's been stuck being the DA's kid and then the AG's kid, and the boys have likewise, you know, been a part of that. But look, campaigns are family events, and you know, the good thing is that whether attorney general, district attorney, or just dad, they're going to love me and they're going to support me. And so the good thing for us as a family is that we don't define our identity as a result of any kind of political position that we hold. We define it based on our faith. And so the result of the campaign doesn't impact who we are and how we feel about each other and what we value as the most important things in our lives. But it's been a good opportunity for us to be able to get together, and they've been absolutely warriors with me in this fight, and I'm grateful for their love and support.
General Marshall, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to learn more about you and your campaign or what you're doing in office, where can they find you?
Yeah, stevemarshallforsenate.com is our website. We're out there on X and on Facebook as well. Plenty going on. I'm going to be in Coleman tomorrow morning. Look forward to sharing there, but excited about the campaign and what we're able to do. And by the way, in case I'm not with y'all, Merry Christmas, and hope it's a wonderful holiday for you and your families. And I wear a shirt size and medium and a 10 in my shoes. So if you want to send gifts, you know, send them this way. Under $25.
Hey, we've got some right side t-shirts that we will send you for sure.
There we go.
You covered. Right, thank you so much. Have a great day. Little known fact about Steve Marshall, and I wanted to ask him about it, because really what he should have done, he went to UNC Chapel Hill and played golf there, and I think he was really close to going pro, and I'm like, he really should have just done that instead of getting into this politics
stuff. Yeah, I didn't
write
that down, but I think that next time we should talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway. We got to take a break. We will be back with maybe Clown World. I don't know what we're doing. We'll figure it out.